When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's been a busy show today.
Oh, yeah.
Like
very busy.
A power-packed show. A lot of power.
Although Heyman did not guarantee we're getting Juan Soto.
Guarantee?
Which is very disappointing.
Didn't come close to saying anything close to that.
We're halfway there.
Yes.
Yeah.
The half team.
He barely said we're getting a meeting.
Yeah. He was like, they might meet with them if they want to.
It sounded like they'll probably.
Yeah. Now, one thing that was in there that I thought was interesting that he said that Hal Steinbrenner didn't talk to Juan Soto all year.
During the season, yeah.
Yeah, what was that?
Also, he also said one of the owners just couldn't make it. What are we talking about here?
Right.
If you're an owner of one of those teams, what else are you doing?
Right, yeah.
One of the owners for the Yankees?
No, he didn't say the team. He just said one of the owners couldn't make the meeting.
Yeah.
Imagine the team that, you're the fan of that team and your owner doesn't show up to them.
Sorry, I couldn't be there. I wonder if it was Hal. It couldn't have been Hal. Hal Steinbrenner did make that meeting. It did.
You know who you know what owner that was? One is not eager to give up $600 million.
Yeah. Oh, I have a lunch. Oh, yeah. You can move it to tomorrow. I have a lunch that day, too.
Yeah.
I have so many lunches. They're super important lunches.
It was the Rays owner. Yeah. It was the Rays owner. Yeah.
That team even worth $600 million?
Well, they're playing in the Yankees minor or their spring training facility this year.
Yeah, the spring training stadium, because they don't have a stadium this year.
Yeah, because
they are not playing in the spring training stadium.
Yeah, they are. Yep, they are.
Now, the Yankee Spring Training Stadium is at least a real stadium, but it's still a spring training stadium.
I've seen it. Yeah. It's right next to Tampa. It's next to the Bucks. It's next to the Bucks Stadium. It's right across the street from it.
Yeah. I think it was destroyed. It was destroyed in the hurricane. The drop was.
Okay.
But they also might have been without a stadium deal regardless.
Right, yeah.
Well, that thing should have been destroyed.
Well, it's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting a godsend.
All right, here we go. It's everybody's, one of their favorite parts of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right, here we go. The top five at five. The five funniest things I saw today. There's a lot going on in the sports world, and we got to discuss them. Number five is, according to Giants beat reporters.
Wait a minute, what?
What?
I thought it was the top five things that you had seen today.
Yeah, the top five funniest things I saw today.
Okay, all right.
And what did you think
start with Giants beat reporters?
Yeah.
All right,
Giants beat reporters reported.
Oh, okay. My bad. I'm sorry.
That Daniel Jones is playing scout team safety today for the practice squad. This guy signed for, $160 million at one point? He got demoted all the way to the third team.
But can I ask? Isn't the reason they benched him is because if he doesn't pass a physical,
yes,
they owe him $25 million.
Yes.
So shouldn't he be locked away in a glass case somewhere? Why is he playing football?
Well, believe me, he's playing safety as a deep third safety way back.
Okay.
To your point, I wouldn't even have him out there running around at all.
He could tear an ACL
exactly,
running.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Seems ridiculous.
Well,
actually,
that's the Giants.
Yes.
And you know he'll get injured doing this.
Oh, he will absolutely get injured doing it.
Now, there is a possibility here. Is he trying to join the exciting whites down in Philly as a safety?
He has the speed.
He does have the speed. Now, I don't think he's a hitter.
I don't think he's a hitter.
I don't think he's out there to lay the wood, Ike. I don't think that's in Daniel Jones' bag.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Daniel Jones lays out Malik Nabers? Yeah.
You didn't have to go back.
Well, yeah, listen, I didn't make the point.
Yeah.
Scout team safety, Daniel Jones.
I actually gave a statement after practice today.
I know. He's getting all heartfelt. We don't do that on this show.
Yeah. What did he say?
I don't know what he said. I just saw he gave a statement.
Yeah. All the big J's are like, see, this is class.
Yeah.
Well, what's his name said that they didn't like how they treated him? Dexter Lawrence. Uh-huh.
And Kayvon Thibodeau didn't like it either.
Yeah, they said he's still QB1. They can't tell us that's not about money.
By the way, Kayvon Thibodeau, the same guy who last year said that they shouldn't have paid Daniel Jones before Saquon, is now mad that they benched Daniel Jones. Boy, talk about... Dude, switching sides.
Yeah, it's really.
Yeah, all right.
He's going to be a great Eagle one day. The fourth funniest thing that I saw today is I love when the internet gets in someone's head.
Oh, boy.
And it's clear that the internet got in LeBron's head.
Oh, yeah.
And this is him last night talking about Dalton Connect.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
I already knew. It's something I already knew. By the way, the same guy that... Didn't the Heat draft some little guard from Connecticut because he tweeted about him?
Shabazz Napier.
That didn't work out quite as well. Yeah. Didn't LeBron say he's not going on social media anymore as well?
As he's taking a social media break, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How long is that going to be? 2 days?
Well, I'm just wondering, why did he have to announce that he was taking a social media break?
Yeah, just don't... Yeah.
Zero dark 30.
Yeah.
I'm just saying... You clearly want us to talk about why you're getting off Twitter.
Everybody calls me a liar.
Yeah, well, you're a liar, bro. Yeah,
you just don't have to be on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. It's okay. Just take a break.
Bro, you lie so much about the weirdest stuff. You lied about watching The Godfather. You lied about reading Malcolm X's book. You lie so much.
Mm-hmm.
You are a liar.
He watched a lot of Tennessee basketball last year.
Yeah.
I'm sure all the time.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Connects put together a few good games.
37 the other night.
Nine threes last night.
Justin in Tennessee, all blue chewed up, texts me every day about Dalton Connect. I said, if you text me one more time about him, I'm going to block your number.
You know what? It's going to turn out that both McCain and Connect are going to be good. At the end of the day, because McCain looked great again last night.
Yep. McCain already brought his 2K rating from 73 to 83.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's that kid is a
By the
good
way,
player.
Speaking of 2K ratings, did you see what Madden did? With Saquon?
Oh, they added the backwards hurdle.
That?
Yeah, that's cool.
What button's that?
MVP is what we should be doing now. This is what that's a sign Eagles should be pushing Saquon for MVP.
Yes.
How much do we all have on Saquon for MVP?
Well, I just listen. Let me build up a little bit of bankroll.
Okay.
Maybe I'll cash out my Jalen MVP.
Let me just tell you this. I got him at plus 15,000.
Yes.
Wow. It's down
to plus 65 now.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes.
Can you cash out?
We're not.
Yeah, but I'm not cashing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Once again, a message for Jalen. Check the ego at the door. We all got money to make. The third funniest thing I saw today is that Wendell Smallwood's facing 50 years in prison.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, Smallwood.
What did he do?
50 years?
50 years? Did he kill somebody?
He's being charged.
Seriously, I ain't heard this much years thrown out for murderers.
He's being charged with defrauding COVID-19 relief programs. He was charged with three felonies, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and conspiracy to defraud the IRS.
You may as well commit murder if you're messing with the IRS.
Oh, man.
They're going to get you for that.
Wow.
They ain't coming for them PPP loaners, man.
They sure are.
Dude, everyone saw the free money, and they're like, oh, they'll never catch me. Well, IRS might take them 5 years, but they will catch you.
They're coming.
Yeah.
They are coming. I blame this one on me. I brought up Smallwood like three times in the last three shows when comparing him to Kenneth Gainwell. No one was thinking about Wendell Smallwood.
You think the IRS was listening?
Yeah. They said, oh, that's a good idea. What's Wendell Smallwood up to these
days? What's he up to? Oh, defrauding us.
Interesting.
That sucks.
Yeah.
The second
well,
fun,
for him.
For him, yeah, not for you.
And you're... America. I mean, who do you think gave away the PPP money? Was our money. I mean, it's all tax money, or they printed it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. I'm
like,
saying.
I like where this is going.
I'm just saying.
He's right.
Yeah.
The second funniest thing I saw today, this I don't care if it's a couple days old, it's too funny. There's no one that's that handles a disaster season quite as bad as Doug Peterson.
This is so good. Ike, have you seen Doug?
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
There's like a two pieces of audio, and man, Doug is not handling this Jag season very well.
You want to talk about being in a blender? Doug was in a blender.
Oh, God.
This is Doug talking about if he's going to adjust the play calling at all.
What the hell?
He can't just say it. He always has to, like, give a little bit of, there's, the house is on fire.
Yeah, well, there's always that, oh boy.
Dude, it's Press Taylor.
It's always Press Taylor.
That's what it is. He doesn't want to take the play calling from, Press,
from
Taylor.
Press Taylor.
Yeah, that's what it is, this guy.
He's going to cost him two jobs.
Yeah.
Press Taylor is costing Doug Peterson two jobs. And the other piece of audio, just unbelievable.
This is one of the greatest of all time.
About Shad Khan. And his face is, no.
Ooh, what me?
Not even close.
Who told Shad Khan this is the best team ever assembled? Huh.
It's Trent Baalke.
You think so? Well, yeah.
Well, you see assembled the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Doug does have a history of this. Before 2017.
Oh, said it was the better than his Packers team.
Yeah, the 96 Packers.
Yeah, but it ended up.
That one
working.
Worked. That prophecy.
Yeah.
But again, it's like Rollins in 07. You can roll out a team to beat. You can't roll that out again.
By the way,
yeah.
I give credit to the reporter. Was it you?
No. I know, right? Yeah.
No.
No.
You got to see his face. His face.
Oh,
makes...
I can only imagine. Yes.
No.
Not even. Not me. Yeah. So Shad Khan said that to reporters?
He said before the season, this is the best team they've ever assembled.
That sounds like a GM.
Yeah.
Patting himself on the back. Or at least saying, I've given him the talent. He needs to go out and win with it.
And not going well from that.
Yeah,
aspect.
I wonder if he and Doug or...
Because
he's
sure.
Not Doug. Doug, I mean, he was already
Baalke
there.
Baalke was
right?
already there.
Yeah, he was already there.
Because no one take the job besides Doug.
Right. No, you're right.
That was it. But the number one funniest thing that I saw today is on Monday, I did a top five of toughest situations to get stuck in while public speaking.
Yeah.
And... number one was getting caught in a run of bad names, of tough names to say.
Well, you were given a list of names to read.
Yes, and I didn't do any homework
ALS,
on it.
Yes.
And I went up there.
He showed me the video.
Well, the video has been found, and here is how that.
Oh.
Here is how that sounded.
Oh, it gets worse. Oh, that was wrong. Oh, that was definitely wrong.
Shout out to the Brennan family.
What was the one right before the Brennan family? Top Solovich or something?
Dude, this run, it was these like four names.
Yeah. Oh, God. You should have said, my God, right in the middle of it.
I know. All about being a pro.
Well, the best is, if you really listen... you can hear a bigger pause before the names that Jack is perceiving as difficult.
Yeah.
So there's a delay where he's almost hoping that we get hit by a nuclear bomb so he doesn't have to read the next name.
The hamster wheel was spinning, man.
Yeah. So let me give you a
little tip. This is what you got to do in that situation. I've been there. You got to be like, y'all got to forgive me. I'm butchering these names.
Yes. I know.
Yeah. You got to just go ahead and say it.
You got to do Donovan Chespat on me.
Yeah.
But again, four straight here.
What?
Not even close.
The way you pronounce the Teftovich one is like there were no vowels in it.
Yeah.
That you just saw TVOLL.
Like a Russian name or something, yes.
Teftovich? Did it start with TF?
I don't know, man. Okay. I was looking to get out.
Yeah, you could tell. He wanted that over with fast.
Teftovich? And then there was another one. Just an insult. The same name again.
The Brennan family.
Thank you. Shout out to the Brennan family.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Teftovich, Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas?
What up, Aaron?
What up, eh?
Yo, what's going on? Right quick, I got to give... Couple calls was given Jack his tattoos last week. I gotta give Jack, he be having me cracking up, man. And I don't know, this is my favorite bit from Jack. I don't know how cool he and Ike was when he started this, but you know when someone will call up and they give whoever one of Ike's many co-hosts over the last 20 years, you know, whether it was Fife or
Chris Carlin, Johnny Marks,
Michael B., Howard Eskin.
I love y'all. And they get the Ike. Ike, you're my favorite player. And then Jack chimes in real quick. What's your favorite play from Ike? I'm like, bro.
It gets him every time. It gets him every time.
And then they try to answer it.
Yeah, don't even try to answer it. Yes.
Ike's like, you know what? Just ignore him. Just ignore him.
Yes. He lit up Deion Sanders. We could say Deion Sanders.
Well, he looked good. I don't like to brag about that.
He almost, by a picture, it looks like he sacked Peyton Manning. In a still shot, it's right there.
Aaron, the answer is always, you just always played so hard, you know, with so such desire.
But when he just chimes in, what's your favorite play? They're like, oh, they're about to cut. They're like, oh, I don't know what to say. What to say? I'll be dying this. Listen, man. Another thing. The delegation had that we've been convening a lot over the last couple weeks. Listen, man, that card is close to being revoked.
Stop trying to bully him off of the Creed stuff.
No, he's got to sing Creed, Aaron. Creed.
I'm just saying they've been talking. Like, they all been talking. They're like, listen, man. Listen, at 5:30, he be tearing up. Like, then if he take a scoop of that mayonnaise, he definitely giving up.
Well, now I would never speak for the delegation.
Well, of course not.
Would never do that. Yeah. But I think it was really starting to get brought up when Ike said yesterday, I was playing it around my house this weekend. Like when it exits here and it gets brought home, that's when you know the Creed thing is really taking off.
I'm just the messenger.
I appreciate it. I hear everybody. I hear you, man.
Look,
I hear you.
I'm just saying, if you guys bully him off of singing Creed.
Yes, that's not going to make Spike happy.
No. Look, I'm the connector here. Jack is on one side. I'm in the middle here. I cannot lose Ike.
No, I'm here. I'm here with you on Creed.
Because the delegation is
I'll talk to them. We'll get it together.
We'll get a little remix or something with the Creed. But rap in the middle.
You know, with this whole, are we surprised what's going on with the Sixers? Like, honestly, are we surprised? This is who they are. I was talking to my dad probably a couple weeks ago, and I was like, bro, I blame you for making me into a Sixers fan. Clarence Weatherspoon was our best player when I became a Sixers fan. Like, come on now, like, that made no sense to me. I'm sitting there watching games with my dad, and I fell in love with the team. I should have left when Iverson left, like everyone else did. But nah, I was a dummy, and I stuck with the team. And look what we got. And my son, he's a fool. He became a Sixers fan. Like, what were you thinking, bro? Like, come on, lady. Like, why are you doing? And he actually watches the games. Like, I don't watch the games. And like, and I took in them. I don't get no alerts from them on no apps. But you know, my friends, they text me. I'm like, I do not care what's going on with that team. They do not bring me anything but heartache. Nothing but heartache. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought we were going to be. This was the year that we were going to finally, like, the Rice and Ricky Sanchez podcast say, shout out to them. This is going to be the year we finally be the good team in the playoffs. No, it ain't. It's not. It's not.
We're going to have a lottery party, Aaron. We're just going to have another lottery party. Back to where we started.
And guess what? We're going to get a player that's going to turn out to be no good. Because we're not going to get Cooper Flagg. And I don't know who else is in the draft. Who else is in the draft? Well, you don't follow
Ace Bailey.
Ace Bailey, Rutgers kid.
Yeah.
No, he's definitely better not take somebody out of Rutgers.
Come on, man. A guard from Rutgers? What could go wrong?
If you got a scholarship to play basketball at Rutgers, you ain't no good. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Rutgers pretty serious on both football and basketball now. They are. I mean, they're not like, Duke,
if you went to St. John's in the 90s, I'll give you a chance. But like you go to Rutgers 2024, I don't want nothing to do with you.
You know what though, Aaron? You said you're not surprised this is bad. I am surprised it is.
I this could have bad.
Never in my yes. wildest dreams imagined they would be 2-12.
No.
If you had told me that George, Maxey, and Embiid didn't play for the first 14 games, I would have not guessed.
I still wouldn't say 2-12. Yeah.
And like, what's up? Is Paul George Bambi? What's going on with his legs? Hey, like, did he have in the same knee or another?
Yes. Same knee.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. And it was another like weird that. Sort of turn when you look at it. It wasn't like a thing where nothing happened. He turned weird. You can see it happening. So
does he wear compression pants?
No.
He does.
Why not?
Over the knee? I don't think he does.
I thought he don't wear those white tights.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
Yeah.
I try to erase all the Sixers from my brain. In the time that I'm not watching them or talking about them. So all right, Aaron, we gotta go, man.
All right, bro.
All right, there it is.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we have to...
So many of them wear those things.
Yes.
Sometimes you don't even know whether or not it's part of the uniform or not.
Well, Andre Drummond looks like a stormtrooper. Every part of his body is covered.
He's
wearing long sleeve t-shirt, long pants. Maybe it's weighing him down. There's so many defensive rebounds where not only does he not get it, I'm like, where the hell is Drummond?
Dude, he moves in slow motion.
He had some nice low post moves last night, man.
Would you just relax?
All right, we're gonna get an update on our
one thing about my boy Yabu.
Yeah,
he got a nice bubble in the back, man.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta do something about that bubble, man.
No, we're the fixers this year. We got a little look between Lowry.
Every time I see him, I'm like, man, get down in the low post. But he shoots good.
Yes, and that was the problem when he was first in the NBA. He couldn't shoot, but then he went to between Yabusele and Kyle Lowry. It looks like we have the Kardashian Sixers team.
Are we in on Kate Scott calling him Yabba Dabba Doo?
Come on, bro. Yeah,
God bless both Kate and Allah. Right now,
we gotta get the Yabba Dabba Doo out of here.
I can't take their positivity right now. Honestly, it's like they're only down 17. It's like, oh, only. I guess it could have been 25.
Oh, at least the Grizzlies have everyone tonight.
Yeah. Oh, no, they don't have their best player? Yeah, well. All right. Coming up next on the show, we do have an update from Commissioner Buzz on the WIP Fantasy Football League. See how everyone's doing. So that is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've heard me talk about my friends from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car, and also where I got my current Honda. But I was also in there last week test driving the all-new, all-electric, their first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue. And I was blown away. The Prologue is sleek, sporty, and packed with a ton of technology, plus very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now Scott Honda of Vineland, New Jersey, plus test drive the new Prologue. I promise you'll be impressed. You also have to ask about the unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. Visit scottautogroup.com and tell them Jack.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sent you.
Heaven save me!
Back up, Buzz.
I'm down to one last. breath.
Just back up a little.
And with you, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Buzz, whatever colorblind is for music, that's what you are.
Just deaf, tone deaf.
Yeah, just straight. I mean, I appreciate you doing it. You kind of ruined it, but I appreciate you doing it. So Commissioner Buzz is here, the commissioner of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League, to give this week's update and the new power rankings. Commissioner Buzz.
Let's go through how you guys did this week. First of all, Spike collected his free win over OG Wade.
Congratulations.
As everyone does.
Did have a good week, though.
He did have a good week. He won 140 to 110. Pretty much Spike's entire team showed up.
OG got over 100.
I did get over 100, but still couldn't buy a win.
Yeah, made me a little nervous when I saw it. I was like, wow, OG's got some points.
OG Wade, 1-10. He's been eliminated at a playoff contention for weeks now. But Spike collected his free win. So Spike improves on the season. He is now up to 7-4. And let's go to the highly anticipated Jack and Ike matchup.
It's about time.
Jack wins 122.56 to 121.18 over Ike. Joe Mixon in garbage time did it for Jack on Monday Night
Unbelievable.
Football.
Wow.
You hate to see it.
Unfreaking believable.
Three touchdowns.
I mean, you're up 27-10 already. Put Pierce in the game. Put somebody else in besides Joe Mixon. That's all I kept saying to myself that night.
You won by, what, 3/4 of a point?
Yeah, barely a point.
No, a full point.
A full point.
Point
and a half. Point and a half. Point and a half.
It doesn't hurt any less. Yes.
No, yeah.
Wow.
That touchdown was the difference. Yes. Yep.
Well,
people are saying it's a miracle year.
Yeah, a couple of guys in the low 120s. I wouldn't know what that's like.
Well, here's the other thing, and you know what this is like from the other league.
Yeah.
It's less about Joe Mixon and more about C.J. Stroud sucking again.
He sucks.
Another week.
They scored 27 points.
Yeah, he didn't throw a touchdown. Got me 11 points.
Yeah, Mixon scoring means he's not getting touchdowns.
Yeah.
CJ, come on, man.
So Jack gets the win. Jack improves to 8-3.
Oh.
Ike is 6-5, as Jack mentioned, on a bit of an Linsanity run here.
Linsanity would suggest my team's not the best in the league, which it is.
It is not.
No, it is.
It isn't.
Eye test would suggest so, yeah.
Well, the eye test, you don't have an eye test or the points.
Spike does still have the lead in points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been hanging on that nonsense for weeks.
You mean I've been the number one in points for weeks? Yeah. How dare I?
Gonna get to the takeaways.
Listen, the Eagles score points. Doesn't exactly look right.
They don't score the most points in the league.
And we certainly wouldn't be complaining.
Right.
Or would we?
Get out of here.
No,
come on.
There's no defense in fantasy. I mean, you
play WIP
you know
radio.
I am so ready to be pissed off about these power rankings. But anyway, your takeaways, Buzz.
Takeaways. Kimberly wins again. She started 0-4. She now has a winning record.
The miracle run.
She's in a playoff spot. Ike Reese is not, by the way.
Yeah.
But she is in a playoff spot after starting 0-4.
To her credit, she's always had a good squad.
Yes.
They just didn't perform well early in the season.
But she stuck with it, remained active, and she has climbed her way out of it.
She has.
You know, that
she
is...
reminded me of that last night.
Yeah.
She was at the...
She wouldn't have shown up last night if her team was as bad as it was at the beginning of the year. Second, she goes on a little bit of a run. Bang, there's Kimberly.
She proving that if your team starts out slow to stick with it, you can kind of dig yourself out of it. Eight teams fighting for 6 playoff spots. I mean, there are a few teams who are technically in contention, but this is really going to boil down to 8 teams. So there are 8 teams who are 6-5 or above. And the whole top of the 2/3 of the league are separated by 2 games. First place is 8-3. Eighth place is 6-5. 6 teams make it. We got 3 weeks to go. And as I mentioned, Ike Reese on the wrong side of that bubble right now. And Javon Delco, Ryan, is also on the wrong side of that bubble.
And so is Yoshi. Well, Yoshi's barely in.
No, Yoshi's in right now.
He's barely in.
Yoshi's in.
Team.
The last time in.
Yeah.
The last team in.
Yoshi's paper tiger. Yoshi's team. Not a real team. Not a threat to anyone. It would be disgraceful if somehow Yoshi made the playoffs and Ike did not.
Oh, I just looked at my matchup.
Is it Yosh?
Nope.
Who is it? Oh, it's OG. Oh, ridiculous.
By the way, just to clarify for James, this is the first week in week 12 that there's going to be rematches in the league.
The amount I have to hear about this stupid league from James is unbelievable. And I play OG this week, by the way.
Well, who's Doomsday?
Who is Doomsday?
That's iRise.
iRise.
That's right. That's the Cowboy.
He's way out of it.
Equally as easy to beat, yes.
Yeah. Oh, equally as easy to beat. You're right. Should be.
Everyone thinks I have an anti-Ike agenda. If anything, it's anti-James for the amount he's been texting me, too.
Yes.
Saying that I'm dogging him in these power rankings.
I don't bother you off the air.
No, you don't. Once Ike starts texting me off the air, raising the power rankings.
I don't bother you off the air.
Yeah, James is like, and he called me up. He wants to coordinate an on-air bit, by the way, that I'm producing.
I'm like,
no, I'm not scheduling you as a guest.
This
is out of control.
Yep. Anyone,
that's where it usually goes.
The new mantra, anyone but James.
Anyone but James.
Well, let's get to these power rankings.
All right.
Now out of the power rankings, Brian, who's had a fraudulent team all year, he lost.
Thank God. I have the excuse
to kick him out of the top five.
All right. Let's go.
But that means Yoshi is still the fifth team.
How?
In the
his team stinks.
He's in a playoff spot right now, Jack.
Total disrespect for me.
Ike is not in a playoff spot, and he lost again, so you weren't going to work your way back into the top five. Number four, making her power rankings debut, is Kimberly.
Wow.
How about that? Nice.
She's in fifth place right now.
Man, you go out of your way to compliment Kimberly's team every week, even if she loses.
You really do, Buzz. I've noticed that.
Well, interesting. She's lost one time in the last 7 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Does the whole season count or doesn't it?
No. Well, I wasn't giving her praise the first 4 weeks.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to check the tape.
I wasn't going out of my way to compliment her in week four when she was 0-4.
We'll have to check the tape.
So she's four. Spike remains at three.
Three?
Yes, you're still three. You're the top three of the league, all one this week.
Yep.
Spike remains at three. James, you're not moving up despite your text. You remain at two. And Jack...
Yep.
To be the best, you got to beat the best. He's still number one.
I increased my lead in total points. I'm number one in total points basically since like week three.
A legitimate argument, actually.
Like, what is going on here?
When it comes to seeding the league, which weighs higher, the points or the wins?
Both, but
the point, the wins more.
And I think two of my losses were in the first 3 weeks of the year.
Hold on, but you're behind them in a win.
By one win, but number one in points.
Yeah. Well, you can't argue to be number one.
Yes, I can.
thank you, Ike.
I just realized it. I thought you were tied with them.
No. Is it full
He's
game
a full
back?
Full game back.
Jack won again.
Yeah, we don't James do half won. Games. Yes, I know it's a full game.
But I'm not going to knock Jack at a number one.
I just feel like
for another win. All I do is win.
I just feel like if we were talking about college football.
Yeah, but you're doing this dumb thing where it's like, oh my God, the points, whatever. Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? That is how you determine if you're good or not in fantasy football, is how many points you have.
No, it's not. It's record. You're not going to win the league because of having the most points.
You know what we should do next year at Seven Fantasy Football League? We're just going to have a coin toss league, and we're gonna call it in the air every week.
Now you're pouting. You're pouting.
Well, it's just
come on, Embiid.
Get out of here.
Spike Bead?
First of all.
Jalen Warren. My ass. This team stinks.
It doesn't stink. Jalen Warren. You want to list off my roster, buddy boy?
Romeo Doves this week.
Bro.
Hunter Henry.
Because I got a lot of guys on bye.
Brian Thomas, Drake London, Jamar Chase, Josh Allen.
Yeah, not bad.
Dude, who's your other running back?
I'm not big on running backs.
Yeah, Tank Bigsby.
Yeah, I'm not big on running backs.
Roshan Johnson.
Yeah, and he still got more points than everybody.
Yeah. Well, what happened was in the draft, the three running backs that I thought were valuable went really quick, so I just started drafting wide receivers, and I waited until late rounds to draft running backs. All right. Is that it, Buzz?
That is it.
Third in the power ranking.
That is where we stand with the power. If Jack loses, if James loses, you'll move up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm just happy that the tension is at other places now. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to come in at the end and do what I do.
You
got 3 weeks left to get in.
And I'm going to go 3-0 over the final three weeks.
And you'll find your way into the power rankings.
I don't care about power rankings anymore. I'm going to go win the playoffs. I'm going to win a tournament.
I'm going to whoop everyone's ass in the playoffs with my precious little points.
Your stupid power rankings, Buzz.
Get out of here.
We're a roto league complaining about the points.
We're not a roto league. And look, we'll just see. We'll see what happens when the playoffs come. 140 points again. I outscored Jack by 20 points this week, and somehow I didn't pass him.
Yeah, because even though I have a clutch gene. I'm just like Jalen. I got three touchdowns out of Joe Mixon on Monday night to bring home a dub.
This is like the third time Jack squeezed one out.
Enough.
But by the way, I would have won another game.
He's always squeezing one out.
No, you know who squeezes one out all the time? It's this guy over here, Buzz.
Six flags.
Yeah, get out of here. And we're going to have a vote. I appreciate Buzz singing the Creed thing, but we're going to have a vote whether it's appropriate next week.
Yeah, dude, it's so bad. Yeah.
I can't sing the song?
No, you
suck
can't.
At it. Yeah. You're horrible at it.
Yeah, you're one of the worst singers I've ever heard.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Like Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Well, if I put you one in the power rankings, can I sing it?
He doesn't stop.
That does help.
Turn off his microphone.
Buzz, get out.
The guy was learning, and then all of a sudden the learning
The big
stopped.
Dumb dip won again?
Jack, can you tell everyone about National Appliance Warehouse?
Of course I can.
Finish the show. Okay.
All right. He's so pouty. He really does take it from his center, man. It's unbelievable.
I'm going down there again.
If you're dreaming of a new kitchen that's innovative, dynamic aesthetics that'll blow you away, you got to get to National Appliance Warehouse and explore Gen Air. Only Gen Air combines...
Number one in points.
Combines rebellious luxury with quality and design. These are high-performance, sophisticated appliances for people who love technology and visual appeal. Gen Air's refrigerators feature a daring obsidian interior, stylish black finish that enhances the look of everything inside. Choose from two distinct design expressions throughout the Gen Air product offering. Rise features a bold professional look, while Noir is sleek and contemporary. Gen Air's dishwashers also offer the quietest technology available. I'm obviously impressed with Gen Air, and the only place you got to go is National Appliance Warehouse to get the best service team on your case, and also the Gen Air products. And also, of course, the best price. That's guaranteed by Price Assure. But
I bet everyone at National Appliance Warehouse thinks I have the best team.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
You should ask them.
Once you read off your roster.
With the family over at National Appliance Warehouse. Tom Fritz sent you.
It's Black Friday all month long. Right now, instantly save 15% when you package four Gen Air appliances together. See store for details. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, tell them the number one guy in the power rankings sent you.
The final check-in on the Twitter question, which is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, which is the official sponsor of the Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at marks-jewelers.com. The question, are you completely out on Joel Embiid or... No, can Joel Embiid win you back or are you out? Final count, 58% out, 42% can win you back. That is closer to 50-50 than I would have imagined it. Do I give Eurojohn this chance?
He wanted to talk to you. His phone sounds clear, too.
Okay. Hi, Eurojohn.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? I come off like a maniac sometimes. My brother listens sometimes. He says you sound like a lunatic. So I'm going to try and... I got to attack
you. Gee, wonder what gave that away.
Yeah.
Right. I got to attack you on the B, say his playoff stats are like almost 10 points down in the playoffs and scoring. I could say he's flopping and he tore up Danny Green's knee. I could say he went and played with a Lotus USA roster when champions like Giannis played for Greece.
Champions who lost.
Greece, if he didn't play for Greece, you would play for Nigeria.
Champions who lost.
Family.
Champions who lost.
Plays for 7 million people.
In Eurojohn's world, as long as you're not from America, you're a champion.
Right. Yeah. I want to talk about, I'm the only caller that actually isn't inside. I covered 10 games in the Sixers locker room. I interviewed Duck.
And then you got kicked out. Then you were banned.
Sloan. I'll tell you why I got kicked out.
I didn't even know you did. I just assumed you were, and you did get kicked out.
Stop giving me games. I covered 10 games.
Yep.
And I was interviewing Dirk Nowitzki, J.J. Barea, Nocioni, all the Euros, Nikola Pekovic, all these guys. So I asked Doug Collins a question after the game. But I want to tell you about... To the five GMs I talked to, you were talking to Lombardi about Hinkie in this.
We're taking this country back, Eurojohn, from people like you.
Right, it's all good old boy club. Let me
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I want to be
of the United States of America.
I talked to five GMs. And Ike, this is about you.
Oh.
Kobe Bryant talked about a player on the Greek national team. I talked to five GMs. Two of them used to be Sixers GMs. Tony DeLeo knew the guy I was talking about because he knew stuff. But the other two guys...
You're not beating the psychopath rap on this call. What is your point, Eurojohn?
I want to explain to you The guy from Houston.
Of the United States of America.
And
to the Republic.
Houston,
for which
right?
it stands.
You don't have to sign guys like Paul George. All right? You could study Europe a little bit. The five GMs didn't know who Demetrius Dimitridis was. And Kobe Bryant talked about him. He wishes he could have played with him. He never came over. And
they got to put you in a straitjacket, homie.
He did say that, yep.
Let me explain one more thing to you, all right?
You haven't explained anything yet, only that you got kicked out of the Sixers locker room.
I was in the Sixers locker room, and I was 12 out of 12 one year in EuroPicks. 12 out of 13. In fact, I talked to Maury at Chick-fil-A in South Philly. All right, you can ask him this, all right? And I told him, I'm Euro John. He acted like he didn't know who I was. But Frank Isola,
that's a stunner.
I used to call his show, all right? I used to rip Maury when he was on the Rockets by not feeding my two units, all right? He acted like he didn't know who I was.
And the rock.
It's all good at this point. You don't have to pretend to be a great GM. Or this is 34-year-old Paul George.
This is like when TVs used to sign off, stations used to sign off back in the day. You remember that, Ike? When the TV station would just turn off at the end of the night. That's what we have to do to Eurojohn.
Yep, and you get the color bars up there.
Yep. Thank you for calling Eurojohn.
I'm actually surprised you let it go that long.
Well, I mean, he told me he was going to not be a psychopath, and then
he stalked Daryl Morey in the Chick-fil-A.
By the way, I just guessed. He was like, I covered 10 games, and I was like, you got kicked out. And he goes, here's why I got kicked out. I had no idea. That was just my educated guess. All right, the text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 and Newtown Square, online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Donovan here.
Let's not make this into anything. Yeah. So I'll never say anything else on the air.
That is a warning from Ike.
Yeah,
Jack.
Yeah.
That is the end of that bit. Yeah. All right. Reese said he finally stopped cheating, and he was also relieved at the end of the year when he saw his tax returns that he's single. He is not all the way in on this not cheating thing. That's all I can say. When you're relieved that you're not married, that is a warning sign.
You mean he could go back?
He is leaving open the possibility. What's next?
That's for Tucker. So this is all me today, huh? Okay.
Well, he didn't see. This is what happens when the top five is making fun of him.
Right, he has to come back on somebody. Yep, yes,
I'm sure it's coming for me at some point, though.
That was actually a good tornado.
Yeah, we have tornado tomorrow, 4:30. No, 3:30.
I leaked it.
What's next? Wait a minute. Is that because of the
You're
Rams?
You're worried about every team they play.
Oh, yeah. The Eagles. Yep. Well, I am worried about the Rams. All right,
that one's
next?
Real.
Yeah, that one's real. What's next? Wow, I'd put Harvey Weinstein in there.
Yeah, how about that?
You know, that's a promo that would have happened back in the Spike days that does not roll with the in the Rod Lakin days with the promo. Our promos, me and Battle got together, they were a little too much.
Yeah, Vanilla Lakin.
Yeah. Well, it's succeeding. Bigger than...
Just wins.
Better ratings than when I was doing it, so you must know something. Had to hire me, but you know, back here, you know, but you know, whatever. Fritz at 6 is next. Oh, you're riding with the king. I wonder what you're going to talk about.
Sure, you sure you don't want to mix in a phone call?
Yeah, because I don't have the time to go late today. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're not helping you out today.
Yeah, not today. I can't today. So we'll be back with our normal big Friday show tomorrow, Football Friday. Of course, we have Jaws with Elliot. We have our picks, all that. Tornado Shapiro, Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, is Tommy going to sing the song live? The
Shadow of the Day?
Yeah, in Hoagie voice?
Oh, he'll do it in Hoagie voice. It might be tougher. It's a difficult song
way
to sing.
Tougher.
Yeah. So that is all tomorrow. Fritz at 6 is next. We will talk to you then. Now, I'm excited because I get to go home and see my dogs, who I love. You love your dog, you love your cat, maybe you have multiple. And if you're like our house, it's Christmas or Hanukkah, whichever you celebrate, if you celebrate either, you get presents for the pets. There's presents for our pets in the home. If you do that, Dogs and Cats Rule can hook you up. They got Christmas and Hanukkah presents for your pets. Maybe a nice coat with winter coming along. Maybe one of their awesome treats. They have this whole little bakery section, you know, cookie maybe, Christmas cookie. Hanukkah cake, one of those things. There's 7 locations for Dogs and Cats Rule, and they have all of that stuff and a lot of other great stuff. Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell and PA, Pennington and Princeton in New Jersey, and the best staff anywhere. George Perenni, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule. Make sure every single one of those 7 can answer any question you have, not only about that stuff I was talking about, but the top-of-the-line pet nutrition they have, the high-quality local products, the fresh diets, raw, gently cooked, supplements. You know, as your dog gets older, maybe your dog has some sort of nutritional deficiency, they can answer those questions. They have all the products, they have the staff in place, and they have 7 locations to help you out. If you need any more information and a repeat of where those locations are, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family.